אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
The Australian government's expulsion of Iran's ambassador has drawn praise from Jewish community leaders both locally and abroad. Michael Danby, a former Labor Party member of parliament and head of the Foreign Affairs Parliamentary Committee, welcomed the decision and congratulated security services for carrying out a successful investigation.
I'm not a big fan of the Prime Minister or his foreign policy, but he did absolutely the right thing. He and Tony Burke and Penny Wong stood up for Australian interests. I think the evidence produced by the Director General of ASIO was incontrovertible. Congratulations to ASIO and the AFP and all of the people who've been working on this to discover the link between the IRGC planners in Tehran and the low-grade crims who carried out this attack on the synagogue, for instance, which entirely burnt it out. This has been cooking for a while.
Mr. Danby is a former member of the Federal Division of Ports, now McNamara, where the Adas Synagogue is located. He's appreciative that no one got hurt when the synagogue was attacked in December last year.
As Tony Burke said, and the Director General said, it's very lucky that they didn't kill people when they arsoned the Rip and Lee Shul, for instance, the people in there studying before prayer started at 6:30. So it's a fluke, but these people have very bad intent. We don't know what else they've done. The Director General of ASIO is going to come out with all of this. And let's hope that they managed to dissuade them from doing further now.
He believes the impact of the attacks against the Jewish institutions and businesses both in Sydney and Melbourne is due to the methodology used by the IRGC, relying on low-level local criminals.
You don't have to have people who know even what they're doing. If you read the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday about the attack on the Jewish delicatessen or restaurant in Sydney, it's a comedy. The crims burnt down the wrong place twice before they actually got to Lewis's Continental Jewish Kitchen. So these people are absolute dummies. It doesn't mean that they have sleeper cells, but it doesn't make them less dangerous. Because they're criminals who don't know what they're doing, they are targeted by people who have an anti-Semitic ideology.
Criminals used to carry out these attacks are also linked to other crimes, especially across Melbourne.
There's been 100 shops burnt down in Melbourne in these tobacco wars where they're importing Chop Chop. The guy who fled from Melbourne to Baghdad is a billionaire. It didn't surprise me at all. If this is the pattern that the Iranians employ criminals in other countries to do their anti-Jewish dirty work, in addition to all of their criminal activities, it doesn't surprise me at all that they followed the same methodology in Australia, branching out into targeting other people, particularly the poor people at Adas who are totally innocent and who are, you know, just lovely, sincere, religious people who don't deserve this kind of fate. Neither does any Australian, for that matter.
Mr. Danby believes it will take a while before Australia re-establishes warmer relations with Iran.
I don't think they'll be coming back soon, Muriel, and therefore I don't think a senior Iranian diplomat and ambassador will be coming up here soon. I think we're only going to see the restoration of relations between the two countries when there's a revolution inside Iran, when the IRGC regime that controls the government there is pushed aside, hopefully in an internal democratic revolution.
That there was Michael Danby, a former Labor Party Member of Parliament and the head of Foreign Affairs Parliamentary Committee.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.